Jesus to be that bridge. Because God was on one side and we were on the other in sin and death. We couldn't get over to where God was. So God had to have a bridge to get to us. And his name was Jesus. And the purpose of it is to reconcile. Now, the word reconciliation means the restoration of personal relationships. I don't know anyone in here. I don't know anybody living on the earth that doesn't have some type of situation where there needs to be reconciliation. I think about the prodigal son as he was there in the pig pen. The bridge between him and his father had been destroyed by his own lust, his own greed. There needed to be a bridge built. And you know what? That father, every morning, was up with his tools to bring that bridge again to his son. And he looked every morning, when is he going to come across that bridge? And you know, because I'm a Christian and go to church does not mean that I'm a bridge builder. There are many believers that will not talk to each other, maybe because of race or who they voted for, or because they don't agree in doctrine.
Right.
And we have destroyed bridges between even believers that should never be.
That's right.
But then we have family members that we refuse to even try to build a bridge. And the problem is that we all stay on our little islands of self-awareness, and we never really further the kingdom without a bridge. You know, when you're in the seventh grade, you know, the whole thing is you want everybody to like you. But see, we sometimes choose who I'm going to build a bridge towards, whether I like them or not.
Yeah.
It's an interesting story, you know. If you think about when Jesus talked to the woman at the well, had five husbands, she's shacking up now. Isn't it interesting that he built a bridge to her? He didn't say, he didn't condemn her. He just said, hey, I got a bridge. It's called living water. It's me. Yeah. And I think in this hour, if we're going to be in the fullness of the maturity of Christ, we can no longer afford to decide whether we like somebody. It's not a question of that. It's a question, am I a bridge builder? Amen. God built the first bridge. Amen.
Amen.
Sin had destroyed the bridge.
That's right.
The cost was his son. They, 1996, they built another bridge parallel to that one. That one cost almost $1 million. But look at all the people that gone over there. Look at all of the ships that have gone under where the tunnel, just a bridge is so important. Amen. A bridge stops the divide that's between us. And you don't have to preach a 30-minute message to somebody. People can sense if you really love them. They can really sense if you really want to be with them. And you know, just saying something encouraging to somebody is a bridge. Well, I'm waiting for someone to do that to me. We all know we only reap what we've sown, don't we?
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
What is the bridge built by? There's only one thing. Love. By this, everyone will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. Wow. You can't build the bridge without love. Because God is love. So the more I love, the more I can build a bridge. The more I love, the less judgmental I am.
That's right.
The less critical I am. And I stop evaluating everything on the perspective of my own righteousness, which is self-righteousness.
That's right.
And I simply put those things aside and love people for who they are. See, God loves us because he sees his image in us, even though we were dead in sin and trespasses. He still built that bridge. How can we treat each other any less? Amen. Now I'm going to tell you a little story here before I share the scripture. It's the story of Jacob and Esau. Now we know that Jacob got the birthright. Esau was so mad at him. And so finally, Esau sets out after him. Jacob goes and has an encounter with God. Isn't it amazing sometimes? We don't really get serious with God until something's threatening us. He had an encounter with God, and Esau is coming after him. Now, what is interesting, and please, let's remember this, Jacob sent gifts to Esau long before he got there. He sent cattle and things. Let me tell you, don't ever minimize a card of encouragement or a little gift to someone that maybe there's no bridge yet. Don't ever minimize those acts, because when he did that, it touched Esau in a way he's never been touched. Let me tell you, thoughtfulness is the atmosphere of building a bridge. So what happened was, when Esau and Jacob finally met, he had already sent gifts. Genesis 33:4 tells us. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. The gift was the bridge. The thoughtfulness was the bridge. Taking time to love him, even though he was his enemy in one aspect. 1 John 3 says, behold what manner of love. What is church about? Why do we gather? Of course, to exalt Christ. But he's looking for some bridge builders. And it takes work. It takes effort. Five things here. Number one, he ran. Everybody say he ran.
Ran.
That means he was focused. That means that he was determined. That means that that gift that Jacob had given him had put something in his heart to realize life is short. Relationships have got to be maintained. I'm running towards Jacob. I wasted years hating him. I wasted years judging him. I wasted years. How many families, split families, won't talk to each other? Years go by. But something touched his heart. It was the gift of that bridge. He ran towards him. Second thing, he embraced him. Everybody say embrace.
Embraced.
Listen, there ain't nothing like a good hug, honey. They say we need 4 hugs a day just to maintain our own calmness. And I know with mask, if you have a mask, don't hug me anyway. Right. And see, a lot of people are dying for a hug. People are dying for someone to put their hand on their shoulder and say, you know, it's going to be all right. God cares for you. And so the bridge that he did was that gift. And Esau ran over that bridge. Then he embraced. There's nothing like an embrace. When we got married, Bishop John was marrying us. And so I had sang to Debbie, you know, it was wonderful, tears, it was a love song I had written. And then it's time to kiss the bride. So I give her a little kiss, trying to be just spiritual, you know, spiritual, spiritual. Bishop John would have, Bill, you can do better than that. And sometimes we just spiritually show religious. He ran, he embraced, then he fell. What does that mean? It's called humility.
Right.
Fellows. Right. And all this time, he's not voicing words, but he's in a higher level than that. He's putting his stuff out there because he was what? He was being transparent. Sometimes words are cheap.
Right.
It's the actions that get the results. Then kiss him. What? He had an army coming against him to kill him. Because a bridge of the gift, thoughtfulness changed him. Then they wept together. How many people? Church, family, friends need this. Or would we begin with each other? I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have hardened that. Because you didn't agree with me. You didn't see how I see everything. I wouldn't build a bridge to you. We've got to be careful that we only build bridges to people that we think agree with us. I'm going to say it again. And even in the house of God, we can be very selective who we build bridges with, who
right.
we want to know.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But we don't think they agree with us.
That's right.
That's not what Jesus was doing.
That's right.
He ran, he embraced, he fell, he kissed, they wept. A great bridge was built. Reconciliation. Jacob could go on and be Israel and not have that thing hanging every night, whether his brother was going to kill him. We have enough stuff in this life. We don't need fractured relationships and whatever. Don't we have enough to be concerned about? We don't need that too. Because relationships pierce the hearts.
Right.
Now let's talk about a man that Jesus built a bridge to. Luke 19:2. And behold, was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Let me just say this. He was rich because he took money more than he should have.
Right.
The Romans had set up tax collectors in every town to take the tax, but they would take more. If it was supposed to be $10, they'd take 20 and they would keep 10. That's what Zacchaeus. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. Apparently, all that money and stuff didn't satisfy. He could not for the press, for he was little of stature. And he ran before, but say ran. There's that word ran. Esau ran. And climbed up to a sycamore tree to see him, that he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. The word Zacchaeus means pure one. And when Jesus came into his house, he didn't say, Zacchaeus, why are you stealing money? He didn't say, Zacchaeus, you're a sinner, you're a publican. Because Jesus always sees what someone can be in God rather than their sin. And because he built that bridge of mercy, this was mercy, he responded. He said, boy, today I'm getting it all straight. I'm going to give back what I stole. I'm a changed man. Why? Because if Jesus would have gone into his house and said, now you stand up, I'm going to tell you something. You hurt me, you hurt me, you're this and that, the bridge would have never happened. But because of mercy, you and I are here because of mercy. We're not here because I decided to be a good Christian, I decided to go to church, we are here simply because of mercy. And if I'm going to build a bridge with somebody, I can't be whether I agree with everything or whether I like their personality. That's seventh grade stuff. But way down the road. Yes. We live in a world that's divided, and it's more divided than ever. Yeah. I'm not going to be a part of that. I'll build a bridge to any person, any size, race, any economic thing, any type of thing. I'm going to build a bridge. If they want me to stop, they don't want me too far, but I'm going to say, can I build a bridge? God bless you. How are you today? You know Jesus loves you. You know that God has a plan. Whether someone receives it or not. But I know there's people like Esau and Zacchaeus who are waiting for someone to build a bridge. That's our job. And as we close, I want us to think about how powerful it is to have a bridge. If there's no bridge, I either have to swim across or get a boat. But a bridge, you just put on your worship tape. Well, they don't have tapes anymore. Your streaming tape. And you go across the bridge. Wow. Isn't that what the church is doing? We are a bridge. We are a bridge to bring people from sin to Christ. What's the purpose? What's God's ultimate intention? A book by DeVard Frankly, a German. What is the purpose of everything? And he sums it up in this. That God loves man to build a bridge to reconcile man to himself. That's the bottom line. That must be our bottom line. You know, it's interesting because in that we get to use our giftings, our callings. But all those must come together into one purpose. So that no flesh is exalted. That no one's better than anyone else than us. You want to be a bridge builder? That's interesting. Pastor Deb's father, he welded, didn't he? He was a welder. But you need more than welders on the bridge. You need engineers. Give this direction. You need painters. You need electricians. That's all of us have diverse gifts. The electrician that's putting the electricity in the lights is not more important than the one laying the concrete. And I think sometimes we've had a false mandate from our own religious system in the world that there's ranks and everything and one where you're more important and you're more spiritual. Well, no, we understand God gives responsibility. There's levels of responsibility and honor should go with that. But the reality is, God loves all of his children the same.
That's right.
You might be the one that paints on the bridge now open. You might be the one that puts the speed limit in there. But it's, listen, when we're done, we're all going to a party. I said, we're all going to a party. And God's not going to put all the ones that had more responsibility over there and all you did was make the same. He's not going to do that. Now the reward's going to be, that's up to him how he does that.
That's right.
That's why there should be no competition in the church, only completion.
Amen.
And you know what? A bridge has to be financed. Some people say, well, I don't have any giftings or anything. Well, ask God to make your channel finances so we can further the kingdom. We're bridge builders.
That's right.
Amen. God bless you today. Thank you for your prayer, Pastor Deb and myself. I love you. And the future is bright. Father, we thank you today for this word. Let us be bridge builders in this hour, so anxious. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God